on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Jared Pimentel, and I'm with my friend, brother, guitar teacher, Michael Sean Miller. It's a lot of fun. Podcast off, Phenomenal Underdogs is just a place where I want to talk to people that inspire me, talk to people that have overcome things that ordinarily people would have given up. And those of you that don't know, Michael Sean Miller not only is a performer, an artist, a creative person, he's also a really dear, dear friend. So we've known each other for I don't know how long. I want to say 6 years.
At least, yeah. Okay.
And we've talked about everything under the sun except some of the most important things, like music. So, can you just tell me, I don't even know this, even though I've known you for 6 years, how did you get the music bug?
Well, first off, I'm really finicky about using the word bug, so don't worry about it. But I know what you mean, so
yeah.
I'm rolling with it and letting go of my perfectionism complex.
Thank you.
Oh, you're doing that. Okay, yeah, it's good. It's okay. You can do it.
No, don't worry about it. So to answer Jared's question,
yeah.
They're just hanging out. Hey.
Millions of people watching
you.
So the music spark.
I would say... Well, originally, my dad played when I was a small child, and so as a little child, that made a deep resonance with me as wanting to connect with my father. You know, I think, so that was my original inspiration for it to be a source of bonding with my dad, actually.
How old were you?
Well, when I was a little baby and my dad would play recreationally, I don't remember the exact number of days. but I was 9 when my mother got me a half-size classical guitar, which I still have, even though it's not here in the smorgasbord. I'm not going to call it a smorgasbord. The polyphony of beautiful guitar palettes.
Love it.
Go Cremona Guitars.
Shout out to
Cremona Guitar. So
nice.
I have had the esteemed honor of getting connected with Cremona Guitars. They're out of Bulgaria, Eastern European, and they are some of the most beautiful, robust, versatile, well-rounded guitars that I've played over my 21 years with guitars.
Yeah.
You
know, when I picked it up, I came in here and I was blown away. And I picked it up and I was like, wow, this plays so nicely. So different. Classical guitars versus what I kind of grew up with. This is like, the great steel string guitars. I mean, maybe you could educate me. I'm not educated. So
they have a unique history. So Cremona, they were originally not a privatized company. They were under the the Soviet Union, and they had all of kind of socialism going on. So, you know, the quality of the guitars has been able to skyrocket since the Iron Curtain fell and all that, and the company was able to privatize. They've been able to, you know, become more, I guess, competitive in the worldwide market with upping the quality factors, because it wasn't like a socialist type of company, is how I understand it. So they already had all that history, and their craftsmanship and working together. And I think the original founder, there was, you know, war going on around the foundation of the country, and so instead of manufacturing weapons of war, he wanted to manufacture something of beauty that created healing in the world instead of killing.
Really?
Mm. So that's what really drew, well, that was one of the most exciting things for me, finding about the heritage, and I try and carry that forward as an artist for their company now, working with them for over 10 years. Since they first came to distribute in the U.S., of progressing that same mindset of unity in the world, not just like in cultures, skin colors. You know, sometimes we get so closely identified with all these things, and someone that's not us, we're afraid of that. And just bringing people together through music, which is a big part of my career as a white music artist internationally, with couples of all different cultures, ethnicities, races, but love is universal, and so is music. And when you feel loved, you don't need to understand the language to know when someone is emitting love from their heart space. That's a human thing, and so music is part of a human thing. And the versatility of their instruments has just grown dramatically over the years. Everything from incredible classical guitars, like this Romita here is a great example of that. And classical guitars, they have a bit of a steeper neck angle, so that it facilitates the classical repertoire and the way the finger pushes in and pulls out. Like, whereas with a lot of their flamenco models that they've been putting out, some really fun flamenco models, like this is the Rosa Blanca, which has a more parallel neck angle. And what that does, Jared, is the parallel neck angle facilitates carrying rhythms in a really fun way.
Oh, okay.
So they've got, this is one of their high-end models, or the Rosa Blanca, which is bright cypress wood, really fun. And then this would be the Rosa Negra, which has just the deep, just gorgeous tones, which you guys will get to hear some more tonight. So these are some of their higher end models, and then they've got some great mid-range models with the Rosa Luna here. So this one's really fun. It's got the cutaway and the plug-in, so if you like different styles of music, these are some great guitars just to check them out. And they've got Kimono USA is their website, and Nicholson Music here in the heart of Folsom off of East Bidwell. They're a flagship dealer, so they carry every make and model from, you know, the flamencos, the classicals, and now they're making awesome steel string guitars. So here's the M20 cutaway.
Nice.
And I'll be playing these.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of hear that.
Yeah.
I've been a guitar player since I was about 18. And I never really formally trained, and I'm learning stuff even now as you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
So, why flamenco? Why classical? When you could have gone a number of different routes, or did you try? Like, okay, I'm gonna stick to this route, or were you like, you know what? This facilitates more for my heart. I don't know. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, originally, it's almost like there's a proving ground in the classical world, like, oh, if you're a classical player, then, oh, then you're to be taken with credibility, or, I don't know, because that's the goal in life. We want to be taken seriously. But there's a certain element of, and the discipline, having that as a background. But I think for me, it's not about one. I think in the classical paradigm, they're accessing some different beautiful emotions, which are worth appreciating. But I think as artists, it's important to not strive to be someone other than we are, because as human beings, there's like this addiction to overvaluing what we're not and undervaluing what we are. And so my mindset is that we're all uniquely and wonderfully made. We all have a unique story to tell with our lives. So it's as artists, and this is what I try and cultivate in my students, is I'm not trying to have them be a replica of anybody else other than themselves. That's why my phrase was always, there's music inside your heart, and I want you to be able to express who you are. And part of that sometimes is finding some repertoire and pieces from artists that we resonate with, the music and the meaning of the songs. And so that's one of the things I really like to structure in my private lessons with private students, which you've experienced some, hopefully you can testify, is finding a song that really resonates with where someone's at in their life. And so it's almost kind of like a form of therapy in their music lessons, in that they're learning the technical aspects of music, but it's along with learning a song that they really, that speaks to them with what they're going through in their life. Because it's like, you know, people go to get their haircut, and it's more than a haircut, because they have a bond and it's a personal connection. And so we all gravitate towards having people that are meaningful in our lives, whatever service they're doing. So I just get to do that through music and helping people find their voice. And so for me, I found my voice, you know, after going to the classical and jazz guitar department at Sac State, I really crave something more free-spirited. And so I was really excited when I met Roberto Cordias and was able to put together Los Tres Mediterráneos with Roberto from Sardinia, Italy, and Jose from Spain, because I was able to really experience just the wild, free-spirited nature and incredible rhythm, and just being able to play with them. I have a lot of honor and respect for those two players, as human beings and as musicians. So rumba is very, like, Roberto has a really wonderful, I still remember one time we were sitting rehearsing for a show, and Roberto's, you want me to play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a retune here for you guys.
Yeah, and just while you're retuning, so like I said, Michael has been a lot of different facets for me, but you really helped me in a really tough time in my life. Well, I'll just put it at that. A really tough time in my life. And you go, as a guitar player, you get to go on the internet and you listen to music, like, oh, I love this. I love the acoustic versions. So you're able to go on out, print it out, and you're able to see the chords, or you can even hear it on YouTube. But there's something different between us face to face. When I need specific, like, how do you do that again? And so I probably had about 5-6 songs that over the years that Michael's helped me with to kind of help me express where I'm at. Or songs that, I don't know, as a musician, I feel like I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with hearing it, then I'm obsessed with playing it, and then finally it's out. But until I actually get to play it, and not even perform it, some of that would even be way cooler to do, but it's finally out, and then I'll bring back, then when I'm playing the guitar, then I'll be able to fiddle with that, and I'll access that back, or add up on top of that. So you really helped me do that, man. So this was an inspiring moment for you with these guys, and yeah, it'd be cool to hear it.
Thanks, Jared.
Boom.
Yeah, I'll save me getting emotional about how special Jared's been as a friend to me.
Another podcast. The title of the podcast will be, how awesome is Jared? This, I just want to show, while you're tuning, this will help if you just up along there. That's good.
So Roberto, he has, I always preface all my songs with, if you like this, you gotta see Roberto go play, because he's amazing. Roberto was playing one of these songs I'm gonna play for you. My own rendition, Roberto, hey, it's the best I got right now, so. Hey. He's Italian, that's all I'm gonna say. He's great. So, Roberto, I start talking like Roberto when I start thinking about Roberto. Hey, ciao. So he has this song called Good Morning, and it has such great energy. And one time he played it, and I was just like blown away. Just the purity of the energy was so uplifting. And I said, Roberto, that was amazing. And he just says, yay! So I gotta put on my glasses. I'll take them off after. So
that's what you gotta do, man. Mm. Cadence, intro, verse, chorus. Right?
Oh, sorry to interrupt. No. Yeah. Then it goes to the minor. Predictable flow of something versus like the nuances and the shadows, but I think that's like real music that really connects to us deeply. That's not just like, you know, our cookie cutter radio song. And nothing against any like cookie cutter radio song, because I love a lot of those.
Yeah.
But a lot of free spirited music that really breathes. You know, it's representing the light side of life and the shadow side of life, and, you know, all the different spectrum of emotions that we all really go through.
Mm. Yeah, you know, speaking of that, it just dawned on me. There are some things I've done in my life. If someone were to say, because I've done tennis, I was just thinking about this the other day. Done tennis competitively and took lessons, private lessons, for like 8 years of my life. And I just picked up the racket the other day, and I'm like, oh, this is cool, this is fun. Mm-hmm. I could do it, in other words, I could do without it. Mm-hmm. If someone took away, hey, Jared, sorry, you can't play the guitar anymore, or you can't, well, something, yeah, something you can't play the guitar anymore, I would be bummed. It would be depressing. Mm-hmm. I would have to find a way, a voice, a microphone or something. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So it's almost like I have to have the guitar, because it's, I don't know, it's a conduit for me. Mm. And I consider myself an beginning intermediate player. Where you're at your level, does that resonate with you at all? Where like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
You say, I'm going to take away all your guitars, now you got to just get into yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Yeah,
the reason I say that is because I actually literally saw a kid doing yo-yo randomly, and I'm like, okay, you're into that.
But, yeah, I think everybody's got some external medium that they use as an outlet to express deep love and connect to other people. For some, that might be yoga, or being a yoga teacher and helping people connect with themselves instead of trying to escape, you know, being or feeling, or an art teacher, or, you
it's
know,
that thing.
Yeah. So, but for you, like being able to sit down and connect with a song helps you connect with your soul. And yes, to specifically personalize that in my own life, absolutely. There's times where I'll literally get sick because I'll be overthinking everything in my life. Mm. And then I'll have so much that's just pent up inside of me, just trying to take on the weight of the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why one of the things I like to say is, like, you know, because I need to remind myself, is the whole weight of the world is not on your shoulders, it's not on my shoulders. We still have our part, but it's nowhere near being responsible for everything. So when I'm able to get into nature or being a part of some real event that's a real special event in somebody's life, whether it's somebody's wedding day or a special event that has a lot of meaning to somebody, like to me, like that brings so much fulfillment to me, because it's not all about me, it's not all about Michael Sean Miller, it's about I get to use what brings me peace and helps me have balance.
Yeah.
To help give to somebody else, to help their dream in life come true. Whether, say their dream is to have their whole family come together and be able to express genuine love and forgiveness towards each other. Like, that's at the heart behind all my music, because my music came out of, I wanted to help provide a loving atmosphere for my family. And my family, they had a lot of a lot of dissonance and a lot of unresolved pain in their lives that and so a lot of my music, the depth of the piece, came from trying to provide something to my family. Mm-hmm. And ultimately there are certain things that I was not able to do to, you know, in what my mind perceived as unifying my family. But over 10 years now, I've had the opportunity to help frame some of the most meaningful moments in people's lives as they're expressing some of their most meaningful heart. And for me, that's my life's work.
Yeah. And you know, the nice thing is, I don't know if you want to go there, but I'll help you come back. Is that I've known Michael.
These are called emotions.
Yeah.
Hello.
And you live life.
They're not bad. They're okay. It's actually good. Yeah. It's good. I do a gratitude list every morning. And when I've written enough gratitude things where I'm crying, I know I've done my gratitude list enough for the day. Because we can prime our emotions for, instead of just being victims in life, by just framing every single day with all the things we have to be grateful for. It reframes how we're going through life. Instead of reacting to everything, we can respond and have a different framework to how we respond to people who are hurting in our lives. And sometimes we don't have that tool set to access right away.
Yeah. And that's what I think the beauty of music can do.
It softens everybody. It's just like comedy. Like, one of my, my comedians. Yeah, he's mine. J.P. Sears is mine. No, one of my favorite comedians, J.P. Sears, he was a serious therapist really serious. You need to get your life together. No, just kidding. But he was a clinical therapist for 13 years, and he was afraid that if he let anybody see his humorous side, then it would be horrible for his business, because people wouldn't take him seriously. But it was the opposite, because when he puts his humor out there, people could, it softened people to be able to receive the, he would say the opposite in his humor, like things that, you know, we think, but we don't say out loud, but he would do it in such a humorous way that people were able to receive that. And I think music can play a facilitative role in that as well, softening us to being able to get in touch with the discomfort that ultimately leads to our freedom as human beings. Because unless we have the artists and the musicians and the comedians and these, you know, different people, it's not like just one type of person, it takes all the different types of people to make things go wrong. But it's an important role, and it takes a lot of courage and bravery to speak the things that are everybody's thinking but not saying. But if we can soften it with a good joke or a good song, then feeling's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's your friend.
Yeah. And knowing you for a while, living that way is really bold. And you are always wanting to wear your heart on your sleeve. And I think music really helps you express that.
Mm.
And then it brings such joy to you. It seems like it brings joy to you. Want to help that bring to others. Look at this guy. He's so happy right there. That's him backpacking Yosemite. You got to tell people
so
about that.
I now offer international destination weddings for clients all over the world. So if I have this was just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful couple. Magnus, if you're watching, they're in the UK with Holly. I love you guys. So Magnus and Holly, Magnus is a true romantic, and I shout out to all the amazing grooms out there that I've had the pleasure to work with over the years who are just amazing romantics as well. I'm just highlighting, don't get jealous. Okay, don't get jealous. So Magnus, he reached out to me a year ahead of time, had planned to basically surprise his fiance. She knew that they were flying from the UK over to Taft Point in Yosemite, to this mountaintop, but she didn't know that there would be any live music. And so I collaborated with Magnus over a year's time on what were going to be the perfect songs that really represented the authenticity of all of their journey, their memories, everything that had built up to the authenticity of them committing their lives to one another. And so I went out there and I camped out in the wilderness, backpacking for a couple of days to just really get grounded and centered with kind of like the earth around where the destination of the wedding was going to be. So I put a lot into it because I feel like when we go through our lives, just always just not centered or grounded, we're always reacting to everything. Versus if we let things be and are intentional, then we're creating a foundation and a framework for life to be a masterpiece. And so by me going out there in the wilderness by myself, I was also carrying a speaker, and I was 60-pound pack, and I had my tuxedo back here. Had a solar-powered system as well. So I can literally go to the wilderness anywhere in the world and do destination weddings. So when Holly came around the mountaintop, because I like to treat every single wedding client like if this were my wedding, you know, which, ladies, someday, like, I'm putting the same amount of effort and romanticism as I would put into my own wedding. Because I am a romantic, I want to help give people a dream experience and make that a reality instead of, and help be a guide to each couple to bring out those things that they may not have thought of as what really drew them to one another. What makes them feel like so genuinely supported or appreciated, and help bring that out in the music, because that really creates an environment where they feel more comfortable opening up, because there's so many dangerous things in life where we have to be closed off and have a closed posture to protect ourselves, to survive. And when people finally get to a moment in their wedding day where they have invested so much in their lives to be the people they have become, and I think it really adds something special for them to know that I'm not just some guy that they've hired. I care about them.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. Mm. I haven't been to a wedding that you performed at. Mm. Mm-hmm. However, I have been to some of your performances, and having known you and how you play, mm-hmm. I don't know that there is a 99% Michael Schoenmiller. There's only 100 or 110. It's one of those. Yep. So no matter what you do, even when we're talking about the podcast, you know what? I know you wanted to be just to kind of roll in, but man, you're putting all your whole effort. That's who you are, you know, and unapologetically, that's who you are. Mm. And I think we had many, many discussions, but it's fun for me to know you so much, and then, oh yeah, you play music. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. But when I hear you and all of your personality, mm-hmm. and it gets put into some song, that's kind of cool, because now I get to know you even better. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm glad other people get to know you too.
Hopefully, can you guys
phenomenal.
Hear, how are you guys doing out there? Are you guys doing good?
We don't know.
We haven't been, look, I got to figure out a way to streamline the comments so I can be like, oh yeah. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
All of our camera crews are out here right now. No, just kidding. No, but I think you should show some more of you.
Sure. And for those of you that might be hopping in or hopping off, I do want to do a few plugs here. So I'm going to be performing at Leap Yoga here in Folsom off of Iron Point Road for a yin class. For those of you who may not be into yoga, I wasn't myself either. I never, well, now I'm kind of looking more like it, but my sister got me a pass there, and it's really served me in an incredible community type environment. you know, I had my sister go with me the first time, so that made it a little more comfortable for me. But I'll be there, and I'll be playing some really soothing songs in the background to help usher some spring light and joy into whatever soothing presence that you need for any healing in your life. It's going to be a profound experience. They're just taking donations there at the door. It's going to be the last Saturday of this month, April 28th, from 11 to 12:15, and they've got a fantastic yoga teacher there, Molly Oser, who's going to be just providing the guidance for some stretching and healing and getting in touch with your body with some beautiful soothing sounds. And Leap's actually going to have live music going on all day, so if you guys want to check out some of that, it's going to be an amazing experience. Again, that's Leap Yoga, the last Saturday this month, late morning, 11 in the morning till 12:15. And then I will have another performance. I'm actually playing a concert, so this is a poster right here. A couple weeks after, May 12th, a Saturday night from 6 to 8, I am going to be live and in concert, coming at you, bringing it. All this hair, all this story, all this music.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. We'll connect, we'll get weird, we'll get wild. You never know what's going to happen at a Michael Sean Miller show. That's all I'm saying.
And you know, you have a website, you got to plug your own website.
Oh yeah, so michaelseanmiller.com, that's got all these performance dates. And the following Saturday, I'll be playing at the Third Saturday Art Walk in Main Street in Placerville. And all these tour dates, that's going to be from 6 to 9 at Gold Country Artists, so the art gallery there. And again, all my tour dates are all on michaelseanmiller.com. You can sign up. There's a little newsletter you can sign up for to find out what's going on. And then I've got teaching slots for group lessons with this. I'm an instructor for the Sacramento Guitar Society.
He's a good teacher.
So that's a great way to get in at a cost-effective price for the group lessons if you're just getting started. If you want more individualized attention, I offer private instruction at Nicholson Music here in Folsom on Tuesdays. From morning to afternoon. Otherwise, you can schedule private lessons with me here in my studio. And so that's my little plug there for you guys.
Yeah, and I got a timeout here too. He has a whole milieu, a plethora of different music that you can play and teach. Mm. This is, so he can rock out. He's helped me with, look at that. Look at this beauty over here. So, he's a very peaceful person. However,
I have a wild side,
dude.
That's why I DJ and
dude,
occasionally.
Oh yeah, your whole DJ career is a big part of you too. So you know how to set the mood in a party rock sense.
Yeah.
And
so if you need a wild DJ that will just blow the roof off the place, but I have liability insurance, so we won't literally blow the roof off, but
maybe we'll do another one where you actually will do more of a rock. This is more of a flamenco, romantic. Maybe we'll do something a rock one again.
Oh boy,
because
so if you guys haven't seen, I had my good friend from high school, Paul Besant and Stephanie. They're such a sweet couple, but they love the San Jose Sharks, so they had a themed wedding. Where we kind of joked and thought, well, wouldn't it be funny if, like, after the cocktail hour, you know, we had me dress up in the Left Shark outfit from the Super Bowl years back in the Katy Perry concert? And since they're huge fans of the San Jose Sharks, I learned the theme song by Metallica, Search and Destroy. But I spiritualized it and made it meaningful.
So I
queued up the song from the Super Bowl, the Katy Perry song, broke it down on the stage. All the guests were like, wait, what's happening right now? There's a shark guy dancing on the stage, breaking it down.
Wow.
To Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
All right, see?
Yeah. So I was breaking out of the mold, going from full feeling to full feeling. Why not? In other words, having fun. I love translating from the the super authentic to the super authentically having fun. And that's the transition that I like to make as a live musician, but also a DJ.
And also you're, as a friend, sorry, I guess I'm going to say, you can be super serious and then all of a sudden you'd be goofy, like, woo! No, that's, it's kept our conversations always lively, and I'm glad we crossed paths as much as we do, so this was fun. You should let people in on this particular kind of music and bring us some stuff, man.
Okay, what was I doing again?
Sharing some music.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you want to do. If you want to do your own, because I know you've written songs. You guys got to support him as he's going to record a album here within the end of 2018.
Yeah,
so
the new CD I'm going to release, and I'm not going to say yet what venue, but it could be big, could be large, could be massive. It could be amazing, and it could blow your mind in the best way. But so this CD is going to be called The Art of Love, and the whole premise is all the different weddings that I've had the honor to be a part of in my decade-long career, all different genres, just amazing couples. Hey, if you're one of the amazing couples out there, I love you guys. Every single couple I've worked with has had such a beautiful story, and I can't tell you how much it's meant to me to be able to just be there to support them expressing their hearts.
You're just going to make or break a wedding, man, I'm going to tell you.
You say what?
It's going to make or break a wedding. DJ, the performances, the before, the after.
Yeah, and so the songs that I've played at those...
Sorry, your album.
Those once-in-a-lifetime... Yeah, enough with the emotional... Come on, bring it together. No, just kidding. See, chicken's awesome. So, those songs that I've played in those once-in-a-lifetime moments where people are going for it, they're laying it all out there. Those songs are going to go on this album. And so they're going to represent the real life and the real authenticity and vulnerability and bravery of love from all these couples I've worked with, all their different styles and stories over the years. And it's going to be called The Art of Love, and it's going to be dedicated to inspiring audiences and listeners to make the most of love in their life. So it's not just a spectator sport. Mm-hmm. It will hopefully, my hope is that as I translate those songs from that intimate context of weddings and wild context too, because there's wild, exciting fun. So when that comes into the concert stage, I'm really excited on how that message is going to give an invitation to audiences to get in better connection with who they are, where their heart is at, and how do they live out of that to make the most of the art of love in their life.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, Facebook Live, you guys got to comment and share and just show them the love and attention and make sure that you buy that album. It's going to come out end of this year.
So I'm gonna play a song. It's actually a cover of a Damien Rice song. And I'll just play some music. I'm not going to get too technical.
Yeah, let's enjoy.
Thank you.
Michael Schaumiller. I am so speechless, you know, because I don't really see you perform that intensely. So give it up for him. Like, subscribe, follow, come out to a show. Michael Schaumiller. I'm Jared Pimentel with Phenomenal Underdogs. This is a lot of fun. So thanks again, man.
Hey, and to all the phenomenal underdogs out there, if you think that you can't overcome whatever you might have as the giant in your life, think again.
Boom. Boom. Sock them and overcome stuff.
With the right strategy and the right support system, you'd be surprised of what you can rise above.
Good job.
Hey, shout out for Jared.
It's me.
Jared. Jared's awesome.
Heather Lay Smith joined, and Albert.
Yeah, Marquez Heather.
Joined.
Hey, Heather. Heather is awesome. who's on there?
I don't know how to do this thing. You probably
wait.
Know.
Who's on there?
Here. Maybe I'll take this off, and you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can say.
Maybe you can come over here and do it. That was fun, man. That was great too. Good job. That's intense.
Whoa. Wow. You guys. Oh. I don't know if I'm upside down now. Am I upside down, you guys? Hey, Albert Marquez. What's up, buddy? Albert is so cool. You guys, if you haven't seen Albert play, you guys gotta go see that guy. He's got a lightning. I didn't teach him. He's got a lightning fast. Now I got the cool long hair too, Albert. Check it out. And Heather and Shane, you guys are bad to the bone. Awesome. Hope you guys are having a totally awesome Thursday night. I hope you guys enjoyed some of the music.
It's Friday now.
And
Friday.
Yeah. Just kicking it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I hope to see you guys again April the 28th.
That's tomorrow morning.
Doing some yin yoga here at Leap and Folsom.
17:25.
And then I'm going to be playing my concert on May 12th here at the Nicholson Music Cafe. It's a Saturday night, 6 to 8. I'm going to bring it.
Oh,
nothing
yeah.
but fire and
fire
ice.
And, ice.
And then the following Saturday, the third Saturday of Art Walk, they're in Placerville at the Gold Country Artists Art Gallery. That's going to be 6 to 9. So again, hope you guys have a totally rad Thursday. And this is Michael Sean Miller. Hoping to see you guys at a show. And my homie here, Jared Pimentel.
Check out the online
so,
lesson.
See you guys later.
What cha cha? Well, thanks everybody for listening. Be sure to subscribe to Phenomenal Underdogs for the future broadcasts and awesome people that Jared's gonna be interviewing. It's all put out there to inspire the phenomenal underdogs out there that might be going through some things in life and think you don't have a shot, but we're here to be a supportive team and a network to help cultivate and create some positive community to create positive change. So again, hope to see you guys out there for the amazing yoga experience tomorrow morning or one of the other exciting upcoming events. And if you have a wedding or a special event coming up or want some lessons, be sure to reach out. I would love to meet you guys personally and find out about your story, what you're overcoming, and how I can play a supportive role in helping you experience music in your life that makes a meaningful difference truly in your life. And again, thank you all for listening, and we hope to see you soon.